100.7 The Tiger, Off the Record with Brittany and Abby. Happy Woman Crush Wednesday, my favorite day of the week. And we are featuring this lovely, lovely woman that we just met last week. Her name's Lacey K. Booth. We have her on the phone right now. How's it going, girl?
Hey, y'all. It's going good. I'm just dying to meet you in person.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. We're so ready.
So we were talking to you a few days ago, and you were talking about how you've never tailgated at an LSU game. You need to come down here. Girl, get ready.
That is a bucket list.
We're making that happen this season. Oh, so
I got to, especially with y'all.
What, since, I mean, I'm sure you have tailgated before, though, what is your favorite tailgate drink?
That's a good one. You know, I'm so weird. I like to mix pickle juice with my Tito's vodka. That's
that
like
is
my favorite
not
drink.
Weird. Ooh, I love that.
Really?
Yes.
I've loved pickles all my life, so I've always gravitated towards that.
Brittany's like, where
what?
Have you been all my life?
I love you. I completely, look, I do Jameson and pickle juice, vodka and pickle juice.
Yeah.
Yes, I love pickle juice with my liquor. Plus, to me, it's just a great hangover cure, pickle juice.
It really is. It really is. And, you know, when I mix it with vodka, I can barely taste vodka, which might be a little dangerous.
Right.
Dangerous.
Nice.
Whatever works, whatever gets you through the tailgate, right?
Yes.
Right.
But you have an album out right now. This is your first album that you've dropped. It's a self-titled album. It's amazing. You know, all the things.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
So I moved to Nashville. I was on American Idol.
Right.
On season, I think, 17 in 2019. Mm-hmm. And after the show, I finished top five and I moved to Nashville. And I started co-writing for the first time because I started, you know, I've always written by myself. And it was a game changer for me. And I moved to Nashville wanting to get a record deal, and I ended up getting one. But before then, I wrote like 300 songs, all in during the pandemic. And when I moved here, I got the question a lot, what is your style of music? And I would tell people dreamy country. And I don't even know, I just came up with that. But it felt like it fit.
It completely fits.
Thank you. And I wrote Heart of Texas when I first moved here, and it was pretty much the North Star of this whole project. So I knew I wanted to make this whole collection sound pretty dreamy country.
Mm-hmm. So there's only 8 songs on the album. You said you wrote 300. How did you only pick 8?
That was the most painful experience.
I can imagine.
I still, you know, to this day, I'm like, dang, I wish I could have snuck this song on there, you know, but I feel like I'm going to be picking from this pile of 300 for a while for my next project.
Oh, I'm sure.
Right. So you said you're on American Idol back in 2019. That was the same season that Lane Hardy was on. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Lane Hardy is a local boy for us.
I know it.
I was just curious if you had any behind-the-scenes stories for us between, like, I don't know, with Lane Hardy or any American Idol behind the scenes.
I have so many. I remember he would come over to my room and we'd eat Chick-fil-A and watch movies.
Aww.
On the off days.
Nice.
And then he's just such a kind soul. Mm-hmm. He our family's connected, being from the South.
Right.
As soon as the show started. So my mom and his mom are like best friends. They still talk every week.
Cool.
And he just felt like family, and he's always been such a great friend. Another funny story is, I think the first thing he said to me, he walked up to me, I think during Hollywood Week, and he said, I like your hair. And that just started the friendship.
Speaking of your hair, it is like so gorgeous and thick and just beautiful. How do you keep it that way? I'm always like, give me,
what's your secret?
Any kind of beauty secret, like lay it on me, please.
Let me think about it. Well, it's not always been this way. I started going to a, what does she call herself? A blonde specialist, but she is low maintenance blonde.
Ooh.
So I only go to her every 4 months. And so it's kind of like a grow out blonde color, but Yeah. I've always had pretty thick hair, mm-hmm. and it's kind of hard to maintain, but lots of conditioner for me.
Yes, I hear that.
I completely feel that. All right, you told us that no questions were off limits.
Here we go. Get All ready.
Right. All ready.
Right. I'm asking, are you on any dating apps? And if you are, which one's your favorite one, and what is your worst experience with it?
That's good.
I am not. That's a really good question, but I'm not on any dating apps.
Okay.
I think I was single for like a hot minute. I'm in a 4-year relationship.
Oh,
so
okay.
I was single.
Well, you better
for
not
like
be on those apps.
Yeah, I better not be, right?
Oh, girl. They are terrible.
Don't.
Like, seriously.
Hey, I've heard things. I have a best friend who has used it, so.
Oh, my God. They are so awful. Carly Pierce's video for Next Girl is basically my experience with the dating apps.
Oh, no.
It's so bad. You hang on to that relationship. Because it's hard out here.
It's hard out here.
It is hard out here.
Nice.
We are tired.
Struggling.
We are struggling. Cannot deal with these men. Oh, my God. Speaking of men and super fun music as well. So your single that is going to be coming to country radio very, very soon is called Shuffle. Brittany and I are obsessed with it because there's a line in there that says, stuck between Stand By Your Man and Goodbye Earl.
That's basically my life.
Right? It is genius. Can you tell us a little bit about that, how that song came about?
So I was on my way to write this song. I didn't know what I was going to write that day, but I was thinking about it. And for some reason, my grandma popped in my head, and she used to always dedicate Stand By Your Man to my grandpa whenever she would sing karaoke. And she'd be like, this one's for you, Frank.
Oh, I love
and
that.
And he was a wild one back in the day. So she really, that was her song to him, truly. And I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about where I was in my own relationship. And I just said out loud, dang, I'm somewhere between Stand By Your Man and Goodbye Earl.
I feel that so much, though. Like, you spoke to my heart with that.
Funny story. So Brittany is also in a super committed relationship, and her boyfriend Kendall, his ringtone for her used to be Stand By Your Man.
It was.
Oh, that is so cute.
Is it?
Oh my God, I love that.
He was telling me this probably like a year and a half ago, 2 years, something like that. And I was like, what was the reasoning behind that? And he was like, well, because you got to stand by your man, right, Brittany? And we're just like, God bless.
And mine for him is Goodbye, Earl. So, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
How funny would that be, though?
That would be funny.
It would not be shocking.
No, not at all.
Hey, that's life. Dating.
Absolutely. Oh,
yeah. Absolutely. So tell our listeners how they can keep up with you, like Instagram, Facebook. Where do you post the most?
I post the most on Instagram for sure. Yes. And I've been trying to do those reels like a lot more, and I'm trying to get on TikTok, but
I was just about to ask you if you're on TikTok.
I am, but like I barely post on there. I need to get more content.
Yes, I get that.
We are
get over my shyness.
Yes.
I hear that. Well, girl, we love you, and we are excited for you to come down for an LSU tailgate.
Yes.
I cannot wait to hang with y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. We've got more Woman Crush Wednesday coming your way in less than 15 minutes. The Tiger.